Welcome to another episode of Brand Badasses.
I love that name.
I'm Bud.
I'm Jeffrey.
I love the name too. It's a good name. And if you listened to our last podcast episode, you would know what it means and where it came from. Was that the last one?
No,
it was two episodes ago. Yeah. Wow, we've done so many of these.
We will.
We have an anthology.
We have plenty to talk about.
Yes, and we will have much, much more to talk about too. So, good times, and if you're a regular listener, that's good for you. Good food for the drive. I don't know. What does that even mean? Not sure. I listen to podcasts in my car.
How about if we talk about what we're going to talk about
today?
Yeah,
so what is this episode about?
This episode is about positioning association.
That's nice. What can you tell me?
I was hoping you were going to ask me that.
What is positioning association?
So positioning association is an activity we use as we build out a brand for ourselves. We used it for us.
Yes, we did.
And for our clients that helps you get out of your own way. You know how we talked about getting unstuck the last episode?
Right.
This is a way to get you out of your own head and look at your brand. Step away from your brand and get clarity by looking at it from all different angles as part of our 360-degree brand. Get it? 360 degrees. Mm-hmm. All angles. Get
all,
it?
All around.
All around. Yeah.
Absolutely. So what's really neat about the positioning association is it's something that you don't necessarily have to do when you're starting. I mean, it's great to do when you're starting, and probably one of the best places to do it. But at any point in time throughout your brand build, you can inject the positioning associations. It kind of helps you gain more traction as to who you are, right? I mean, that's kind of the point, right? To dig deep, to get into like the real nitty gritty of what your brand is, what your brand represents, what is behind, to get to that passion again. We always talk about passion. We're always talking about igniting a fire, igniting the blaze. And this is one of the best tools to do that.
It absolutely is. It allows you to frame your brand because you're comparing it to different objects or destinations or animals or colors. You actually get to even define what you want to use to compare your brand to.
So what is the value? What would you say as a strategic partner, as a strategist? What is the value?
I knew you'd get there.
One of those words.
Yeah.
What is the value of a PA? We call it a PA.
The value of positioning association is, as you said, getting down to the nitty-gritty, right? But more importantly than that, it is helping you frame your messaging and your positioning, your style, your personality, all in one exercise, because you start to evoke emotion and how you feel about different values, different adjectives that would describe your brand, how you want to be seen as a brand, and how you're going to do business as a brand. It does all of those things in one fun interactive.
It is really fun. you know, some of the things we talk about, different feelings, different adjectives. Three examples that I think that really kind of jump out at us that from our own experience of doing this are...
Which was way more difficult than helping someone else.
That is true, because usually we're not on the inside. And we, you know, when we were starting... That's a good point, and that's something good to talk about, because when we were starting our brand, which wasn't too long ago, months back, we were starting our brand, we sat down from the beginning and said, we need to do this the way we would advise any business to do their business, the way we would step in and help somebody create their brand. So we went through all of these different exercises on our own time to build our brand. And it has really, really helped us from messaging to identity to feeling to, you know, choosing certain things along the path, right, of building and creating the business without really necessarily with intention is what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Great way to frame it, with intention, because it not only helped us define who we were and who we wanted to be as a brand, mm-hmm. it also helped us define what we are not.
Oh,
and what
true.
We never want to be.
Right, right. And that's the real value, right? Because anybody can go out and start a business, and anybody can go out and just pick a name and be a something
guts,
and
yeah.
do it. You know, anybody can do that, right? You register on the government websites and you know, get the paperwork, but it doesn't really create anything. And that's what we wanted to set out. We set out to create something that would be engaging. And again, this is
and
one
sustainable.
Of the tools. Mm-hmm.
Something we could use as our foundation, as our backbone going forward.
Right. Absolutely. So three that jump out. So let me go back. So we have, and all of these are actually, we're releasing these one at a time on our social media. So if you follow us on Instagram or Facebook, you may recognize some of these. And if you don't follow us on Instagram or Facebook, then you're going to be able to check them out, you know. So please go look at that and see what we're talking about. So one of the first ones that we had here that we wanted to talk about was Dubai. And basically where that comes from is if Blaze, and this could be your business, right? If Blaze were a destination, we chose Dubai. You want to talk about why, what you feel when we talk about Dubai and why that's our choice?
So we went through this, each one of these, and it was a lot of back and forth, a lot of collaboration as we framed them out, right?
Some of them were like, we nailed it, like, yes, and we both agreed instantly, and we're just like, yes, that's exactly it. I think this was one of them.
This was.
Where it was, as soon as we said it, now we started off differently. But as soon as this one was identified and the why, then I think it clicked.
Absolutely. And that was it. That was the why. Because as soon as one of us, and I don't remember who it was, said, ooh, Dubai, you know, and we probably said four or five destinations before that. And we're like, no, and here's why. Mm. No, and here's why. But we hit on Dubai and we said, yes, it's stylish. It's fast moving. It's high tech. It's in the know. It's urban. It's sophisticated, but it's not stuffy.
Right. I mean, I think Dubai commands a certain presence, but it's also it's like a really cool. I mean, it's, you know, I think some of them were like Los Angeles or Angeles in there? I don't know. Hollywood, I think, might have been in there.
Maybe we had a European destination. We had a beach
yeah.
destination, but those were more personal to where Bud likes to go and where I like to go.
Right.
And so we had to step back from that and say, but who is Blaze?
Right. And then and also a lot of those had elements of different things that maybe
had all together.
Were conflicting. But then when we really looked into Dubai and really thought about it, it had all of the elements that we were thinking about in these other places and these other locations all in one. So it really truly identified if Blaze were a destination that we would be Dubai.
And then when you look at going through positioning association, you can take so many things that are so far apart. Mm-hmm. So if you go to all the way to the other end of our spectrum, Bud, to say wood, right? Because we were thinking about elements.
Right.
So if Blaze were a wood, what kind of wood would we be?
Yeah, and you got to think of like, what are the woods? So it kind of gets your brain kind of focused on, What does that even mean? You know, and then, all right, so pine, and then, you know,
maple or oak or,
and, you know, and what are the uses of each of these different things? And what are the values of each of these different things? And because of the image that we want to portray as a business, you know, I think you had brought it up, teak. I'd never even heard of teak. So shows how much yachting I do. But teak. But teak is that beautiful wood that is used in the manufacturing of pristine yachts, you know, the decking, the trimming, and all that. And it's a very strong, what does it say here? So it's beautiful, strong, resilient. Teak really says a lot about what you know, Blaze is.
Right. It's been known to sail ships around the world, but it's comfortable in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have a casual sophistication behind our approach to building a brand, even our own, it really made sense because it's flexible,
right,
but it's strong. And that's how we wanted Blaze to be. So maybe teak, even as we approached that one, is one of our aspirational
That's true.
Pieces.
That's true. You know, it's not necessarily from the gate, but you know, it's something that we would like to build to.
Let's do one more.
Okay. How about if Blaze were a motorcycle? That was a fun one. Because, you know, again, you think of like, well, how many motorcycles are there? But there's different brands, there's different types. So, I mean, you could take it any way, right? So it doesn't necessarily have to be like being a brand, or it, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a type of motorcycle, you know, like a sidecar motorcycle or like a war motorcycle or like a, like one of those electronic bikes, you know, like...
It could be.
It could be.
Or
it
could
be
step
any of those.
Back.
Or you can go, you know, and I think what we pulled was Ducati.
Yeah.
Because
we started with automobile.
Yeah.
And we're like, we want to be a motorcycle too.
Right, right. Yeah. So the original one was what the high level on the questionnaire was what
automobile,
what vehicle would you be? And I think we further defined that into splitting that. So we actually have a vehicle that we would be, or a car that we would be, and then we also have a motorcycle that we would be. And I think I brought this one to the table was Ducati.
You did.
Just because my experience with Ducati has always been super, super high-end. They've been very, very polished.
Well, it came all the way back to your passion piece.
Right.
Ducati is built from passion. And
that's true.
That was what drove that and... So you came up with that one that day.
And what's really interesting is I didn't necessarily know that. You know, it wasn't until it just kind of, that's how great some of these brands are, is when you look into it, like, you know, you pick it and you identify it and you
respect
it. Yeah, you associate with it and then you respect a certain brand. And then when you start digging deeper, you realize that a lot of the elements of what you're trying to create in your own brand is existing within those target brands, right? So like it gave us an opportunity to really see, oh wow, like look at this, Ducati is built on passion, built on innovation and all these great things, and like so are we, even though we weren't looking deep.
Mm-mm.
We were looking surfacey at to who Ducati was.
Well, it spoke to us emotionally, right?
Absolutely.
But then we dug deeper and found out that they conduct themselves with integrity and a shared responsibility to the environment, to the society. We were like, oh, we love this brand even more than we liked seeing it on the road.
Right, absolutely. And it's a gorgeous bike, and I'm sure collectors, even if you're a Harley guy, can respect the Ducati. So moving on, we have what we learned doing this from ourselves. I think that's an important thing to talk about because it was an interesting exercise.
It was way more difficult facilitating it for ourselves,
mm-hmm,
and doing it together, even as collaborative as we worked collaboratively.
Right. Collaboratively.
Words. Is that it?
Words, words, words.
Words are awesome. As we worked together, it was really difficult because sometimes we were on opposite sides of whatever it was.
And now you're selling it. Like, you know, I think there were a couple where they were just giveaways. Like, you're like, yeah, that's you. You got it. That's yours. You win.
I think for the most part, well, because you had great arguments.
Right.
If you couldn't have backed it up, it wouldn't have flown for me. I think, though, a lot of it was built on compromise compromise is probably the wrong word, but we found that common ground,
right,
between the polar opposites versus doing it with someone else. It's a forest for the trees thing,
mm-hmm,
where they're so close to it. And then we hear maybe everybody, all of the senior leadership in one room saying the same thing in different ways,
right,
even though they're polarized. And then we say, but you're all talking about X. And that doesn't mean it might be a dog or a color or a whatever it is that right. speaks to their brand. And everybody goes, oh, yeah. And we didn't have somebody doing that for us.
We didn't have a coach.
We had to.
We were our own coaches.
Yeah. That was harder.
For sure. You know, and this isn't something that historically we've done this, you know, several times. But historically for me, this isn't something that I would normally do. So it was really interesting to get into it. And the value of it is just tenfold for the time you put into it. And it really is a lot of fun. We had a lot of laughs and a lot of good, you know, inspirational
repartee.
Things coming out of it. Absolutely. So there's a whole list. I mean, and how many PAs do we typically do in a session?
You know, we start with 10 or 12 associations to think about,
mm-hmm.
but then there are all those lines at the bottom, depending on what direction your brand is going, because it's all so fluid and organic
mm-hmm.
that sometimes a brand is can't really be associated with anything automotive related, right?
Right.
But it might go more toward nature. And so then we're talking about different kinds of flowers or different kinds of landscapes, or it may go one way or the other.
Right. I mean, it gets really creative. So it depends on what the brand is and where the brand wants to go, that you kind of can really dive in. I mean, it could be as crazy as what type of precipitation
right.
would your brand be, you know? And that really does define the characteristics. It's like the brand genome, if you will.
That's absolutely it. It is. It's the brand DNA. And what I think one of the most exciting ones that we ever did or witnessed or coached somebody through is when they were working through positioning association and it actually changed their brand architecture, because we went all the way back and said, oh, that's a value that we didn't know we had
mm-hmm.
and put it in
right
as a core brand value.
So when you're talking about building this brand identity, And again, whether it's from the beginning, whether you're just sitting down, just registering your business name, all the way to it's 50 years you've been in business and you want to rejuice, you know, re-grease the gears, you know, this kind of exercise, that's the word I'm looking for. This kind of exercise would really align with a handful of others, you know, when it comes to, like we said, you know, putting together your mission statement, your values, your all these different things come together and work together. They're really important. So, you know, what would you do? How would you do it for your brand as a, you know, someone listening right now? What should we tell them how they could do it for their brand?
Oh, well, first of all, hire us as a coach to help you out.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
But another option is, we have put together a worksheet,
mm-hmm.
a downloadable worksheet of positioning association that is part of our Brand in a Day package that you can download, and it comes with a video of us walking you through it, telling right. you how to do it. So we always recommend doing it with others so that you can get some feedback and collaborate and get out of your own head. And we do it by printing out the worksheet. Everybody does it individually, comes back and talks through so that you can right. come to an agreement on each one and even those that you've invented and go from there. It's a great way to get unstuck, get out of your own way as you develop or redevelop or refine your brand,
mm-hmm.
get creative, play with it, have a blast, and then use it to your full advantage.
Yeah, so we'll probably put some notes in the show notes for this episode. So look into the show notes if you have that. If you don't have that on your podcast, make sure that you can visit our website. So just wanted to say again, thank you for checking out our podcast. We do this for free as a part of our passion to help business owners grow their business. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends, rate and review us on iTunes or through your favorite podcatcher. Have a question? No problem. Email us hello@blazeexperts.com. And as always, check us out on our website, www.blazeexperts.com, and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. Goodbye.
Thanks.